Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jag heter Sandra Rollins.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Och du lyssnar på
Perfect About It. Hello.
Hej.
How you doing? Let me drink some of my beverage.
Det är samma sak varje gång. Wow. Vill du visa att du har fått vatten, va?
You brought me some water. Mm. I think you did that because it's February 20th and today is my parents' anniversary.
Jaha.
You know, it
gifter
is.
Gifter de sig?
February 20th. And I found it out.
Tråkigt datum. Men de gifter sig väl i Texas och där är det varmt.
What are you talking about?
Det är så tråkigt där i Sverige 20 februari.
Okay.
Vädret.
Mm. Well, I found they had a wedding thing on the wall. As a kid, I was kind of obsessed with my parents and with our family dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to be a part of a strong family nucleus. So I wanted to see a mom. I wanted my mom and dad to be loving, like the Cosbys and us, and you know, it's three of us. And I found their thing. So every February 20th, I always thought about that it's my parents' anniversary. Mm-hmm. Even though they had gone through their trials and tribulations, mm-hmm. I knew they weren't getting back together. And I was pretending for years that they were still together, but my dad would be back.
Mm.
Not realizing I'm saying what every kid says, you know what I'm saying? I remember my mom had a boyfriend, and we were walking home. And I had been talking about my dad. I even pretended that we had a big house and stuff.
Oh.
And then our friends were like, y'all live over here? And I was like, yeah. And it was like, all right, look, we lived in a duplex.
Uh-huh.
With the two families. And,
but that whole thing is mine.
Yeah. And they're like, they said, and I was like, a man is going to open the door. That man is not my father, whom I speak about a lot. That is my uncle. It was my mom's boyfriend. Because my dad is coming back.
Nej, men hjärta.
Yeah, man.
Skulle de hem till dig då, de här kompisarna?
They were just walking by. They're like, we live the same direction.
A man's gonna open the door. A man is gonna open. Don't care.
Hey, man, I want to prepare y'all. There's gonna be a man. With no shirt on. Never had a shirt on.
Oh, my gosh.
A man with no shirt on. Answer the door, white shorts.
Not a boyfriend whatsoever.
No, not whatsoever. He looks stepdaddish. It's my uncle.
Nah.
Come on, that's coming.
The fact is sad.
We make ourselves laugh.
Yeah. Man, okej. Ska vi prata om folk som är tillsammans?
I was just saying that that's the reason that though I don't want to be married to you anymore, I'm never getting a divorce.
Ja, det känns tryggt ändå.
Yeah.
Ja. Förra veckan var det ju Alla hjärtans dag.
Uh-huh.
Vad tycker du om Alla hjärtans dag?
It's my favorite holiday.
Nej, men. Säg dem alla.
I just want everything to be alive.
Oh.
No. I don't know. It's such a commercial holiday that I roll my eyes a little bit, but I still like to be able to have a day to express my love. I'm not one of those. There's a brand of man out there that says that the holiday is stupid, the Valentine's Day, because if I want to get her some flowers, I'll get some flowers any day, and then they spend the rest of the year not getting her flowers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be like that. I like the opportunity to do something. Even on this year, neither one of us made a big deal of it, but we knew we were going to do our thing.
Ja, att vi skulle gå ut och äta två dagar efter.
Yeah. Mm. So it was nice. Especially I had to work on that night too.
Mm. Jag gjorde mera för barnen lite grann till Alla Hjärtans dag. Som that was nice.
I was surprised. I came home and you had, you were like, it was the 13th, the evening of, it was Valentine's Day Eve. And you had set up their like breakfast places with some Valentine's Day stuff.
Mm.
I thought that was cute, but it never crossed my mind. Mm. Even though my mother does act like we're in a relationship.
Your mother?
My mom is. She acts like she weirds me out a little bit with the.
What? Yeah, what are you talking about?
She does stuff like act like I'm her man. You don't know about that.
She doesn't.
It makes me uncomfortable.
No, what the fuck?
Hey, John, you looking handsome?
No, she's. Hon säger det som en mamma säger till sin son. Mammor och söner.
It's gross.
Det gör hon inte annat. You're weird.
She's weird. Oh, I'm weird? Yeah. I don't want my mom trying to make out with me.
Nej, vad är det här för hemska rykten? Scratch all
it's
of it.
It's an evil rumor going around.
Ja, som du skapar nu. You weirdo. Tur att hon inte lyssnar på det här. Men vi var ju åt på ett av våra bästa ställen, Punk Royale.
Yes.
I Stockholm.
So good, man. Mm. We went last time, and then we thought about the last time we went with two full stomachs.
Ja, vi hade liksom fått, vi hade tagit sig någon fördrink och någon snacks. Det är det sista man ska göra. Alltså det var så mycket mat nu också. Jag var så mätt så jag höll på att explodera på slutet.
Stop it. You're not gonna explodera.
Nej, men det kändes så. Jag var ju proppmätt. Jag kunde inte ens få i mig de där sista små efterrätten. Jag bara, åh.
Stop it.
Men, varför kan inte jag få säga hur jag kände?
Feels like an exaggeration.
Ja, men det är det inte. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Har du aldrig varit proppmätt?
No. With Valentine's Day, did you consider...
Okay, we'll move
of
on.
Of course I've been full.
Okay, keep going.
On Valentine's Day, I was just wondering one last thing before we stop talking about this topic. Mm. But did you consider like sending off a present to that guy that you were lusting after that we used to live in our old
apartment? That ain't that's cute. I knew about weirding.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Warning.
Hi again.
Jag tycker ändå att vi skulle fortsätta med och prata lite om Alla Hjärtans dag.
Okej.
Jag vet inte, jag tror inte att vi, för vi poddade ju förra året runt Alla Hjärtans dag. Jag tror inte att vi pratade om ifall det känns viktigt för oss att, det kanske vi gjorde, men att fira det. Men du sa ju precis att du ändå tycker att det kan vara trevligt att ha en dag som man liksom uppmärksammar lite grann.
Oh, definitely. I think it's nice to do something about it. Like there's this thing out there that symbolizes your relationship and love and stuff. Why not take advantage of a chance to celebrate?
Mm.
I don't know. That's to me, it's just like celebration is a good thing, man.
Yeah.
There's so many things in life to mope about. So why not take advantage of a chance to celebrate?
Jag håller verkligen med. Och det kan ju vara mysigt. Man måste inte göra något extravagant eller ens såhär, fira på den dagen så om man inte vill. Men jag håller med om att det ändå är såhär, lite cute att göra någonting eller uppmärksamma varandra på något vis.
And then March 14th is a month later and there's another chance to celebrate.
Okay. A guy I have been dating for 2 months.
Whoa, you didn't even let me do my sound?
Det här är inte ens Reddit.
Oh. Mm.
A guy I have been dating...
Quora questions!
Perfect. A guy I have been dating... Gosh, for 2 months didn't give me anything for Valentine's Day. Do I have to reconsider him?
Damn, that caught me off guard.
Vad tycker du? De har dejtat.
They've been dating how long?
2 månader.
I think this is a conversation. See, this is communication again. You know doggone well that you wanted something.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to let him, you got to make sure that he knows that you expect something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect, you can't get mad because he didn't do something you didn't know, he didn't know he was supposed to do.
Ja. Precis, alltså det kanske inte var någonting som, man vet ju ingenting om honom som person. Alltså han kanske aldrig, vi vet inte hur gamla de är eller någonting. Yeah. Sådär. Han kanske aldrig har firat det. Det kanske inte är någonting som han är uppväxt med.
Mm-hmm.
Det har ju, även om det har funnits i USA länge, så är den här liksom...
They don't say they're American. It's gotta be though.
Men jag bara menar att såhär, typ som i Sverige, man har ju inte firat alla hjärtans dag på det sättet att man liksom ger presenter och måste gå ut och äta eller vad det nu är, gå på bio. Det är ju liksom inte... Det är ju någonting som har hänt ganska nyligen liksom. Senaste decenniet kanske. Alltså det är inte liksom en lång tradition. Och jag tror det är samma i USA. Jag vill bara säga att den här explosionen av liksom, som du sa, det här kommersiella. När du var liten, vad gjorde mamma? Gav kanske någon
you give a little candies out, you have a little card, you say will you be my valentine to somebody. You do your thing. Go under the bleachers, make out.
I USA så vet jag också många av våra vänner för mig att man gör liksom så här, det är Valentine's, så ska alla ta med sig någon så här Valentine's card till hela klassen typ och så där.
Hur säger du?
Jag vet flera som vi känner där som håller på, alltså att man gör så där. Alltså att
to the whole class?
Ja, att det här blir som en så här grej att du vet alla ska få en goodie bag av varann typ nästan eller ett card eller så här. Så här, utmattande.
They find a way to spend that money.
Ja, det är det. Ja.
We didn't do that when I was a kid. You get a Valentine if you have
one. Liksom. Ja, yep. Jag fattar. Men jag tror, jag håller med, jag tycker att hon kanske kan, jag skulle ge honom en chans att säga så här, jag hade gärna velat haft någon typ av fira. Eller att man säger det innan, våga säga innan.
Just do the, make it cute. Like, would you be my Valentine?
Mm. Och att hon kanske
what
själv
are we gonna do for Valentine's Day?
Ja.
There's so many ways to do
exakt.
That. But to not say anything and then be... Wonder if y'all should be together.
Måste det också...
Red flag!
Måste det också vara just i det här fallet då, att det är ett heterosexuellt par. Och, alltså att det alltid ska vara så här, killen som har uppvaktat mig. Man bara, men gör något själv om det var viktigt för dig.
It's so much... Like, it's so hard to be a man these days. So much pressure on us.
Okej, nästa. Is it wrong for me to not want to do anything on Valentine's Day when I'm the only one paying the bills? For context, my girlfriend has been living with me for about 2 years and doesn't have a job.
Is it wrong for me to not want to do something?
Because I'm paying the bills? When I'm the only person paying the bills.
What a weird way to look at it.
Exactly.
I cannot relate. I couldn't even play devil's advocate on that one. It's just...
Men också så här, for context, my girlfriend for has context, been living with me for 2 years and doesn't have a job. Man bara, that's the context. Alltså, så kan man få veta. Varför har ni inget jobb, liksom? Och vad gör du? Och så här, har ni barn, eller?
He's saying basically, it goes right into the whole, every day is Valentine's Day. I could get you flowers any day. It's like, when are you going to do something special for her? And he's saying, I'm doing something special. Is that his thing?
Yeah.
I'm doing something special by letting her live here.
Nej, men det är det. Man, och också så här, du är uppenbarligen frustrerad över levnadssituationen. Så då kanske man ska reda ut det och inte liksom... Det här blir så här passivt aggressivt.
Very much so. Eller both hur? Of these two. The woman that wants to have a gift and not telling them.
Mm.
Oh, whoa, is America turning into Sweden?
Whatever. Nej, men jag tyckte det här var lite så här... Det kändes ganska sad. Som att man bara, men du är ju typ arg på henne. Bara. Alltså du kanske borde ha ett snack om det.
Yeah.
För om vad den anledningen är till att hon bor då utan att ha ett jobb hemma hos dig, så skulle han ju ändå kunna vilja göra någonting extra mysigt för Valentine.
Då you know where she at.
Exakt, det andra...
She home is easy to surprise her with something.
Det är liksom någonting annat som ligger bakom här.
He just wanted to tell somebody that he's doing a good job.
I'm paying all the bills around here.
He's a man. Let him lead.
Okay. Nästa.
Wow, I like this rapid fire.
What should I do if I don't celebrate Valentine's, but my girlfriend is trying really hard for it?
I don't celebrate Valentine's Day?
But my girlfriend is trying really hard for it.
Does he say more?
No, that's it.
Like, there's no principle behind
this it. This is it.
He didn't say, I don't buy into these capitalists, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. You just don't celebrate it. I'm
men
cheap.
Men det kanske är sånt. Ja, det kan ju vara sånt. Alltså, det står ingenting varför, men vi kan ju anta.
What should I do if I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but my girlfriend is trying really hard for it? Then you, sir, should get out of your relationship.
Eller anstränga sig lite and do something.
Yeah, he don't want. He doesn't deserve to be in a relationship. Sorry, buddy. You lost your chance.
Nej, men vadå? Rådet, om han nu ändå vill vara i en relation.
If you want to be that dumb dumb that says, "What? I don't celebrate Valentine's Day." Well, you also don't have a girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, not this girlfriend.
Yeah.
Eller jag tycker väl att han skulle kunna anstränga sig.
Yes,
eller,
definitely.
Eller
but...
hon. Jag vet faktiskt inte om det är en tjej eller kille.
Okej. Okay. Definitely no. That's a man talking like that.
Ja,
förmodligen. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I'm cheap. That's what you should just say. I'm cheap.
Men jag tycker att om han är kär i sin flickvän och det är viktigt för henne, så gäller det väl att anstränga sig lite grann.
Definitely.
But jag också säga, undrar hur hon är trying really hard. Håller hon på bara, what are you doing for me for Valentine?
Or what are we doing on Valentine's Day? We say that. When we just kind of like have a quick conversation about it. But like, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? Are we doing anything for Valentine's Day? That's another thing we might say. This year, we knew what we wanted to do. And we planned it out early. And then it was just like something to look forward to.
Men... ja, jag tycker han behöver nog anstränga sig lite om det är viktigt för ens partner, så det är ju som
med allt annat,
då får man liksom go that extra mile. Om det inte är att det är jätteprincipiellt för, och liksom av någon anledning känns bara, jag kan inte göra det här.
I'm annoyed by people like this.
Jo, jag vet, men det finns ju verkligen folk som känner så. Ja, ska vi ta en till?
Yeah, let's do it more.
Is it wrong that I'm already planning on starting an argument if my husband doesn't do anything for me for Valentine's Day?
Nothing wrong with that. Yes, there's something wrong with that. That's so stupid. Planning on starting an argument.
Men like, can you give him the benefit of the doubt? Liksom, varför är hennes utgångspunkt?
He wrote the last one. He doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day. She's like, I'm tired of this shit.
Is it wrong? Ja, men det är också tråkig inställning till sin partner.
It's still wrong.
Men hon kanske har PMS. Nej, jag skojar. Går man runt och tänker, ja, men det kanske man gör om man är på dåligt humör. Bara, jag kommer... This is gonna be a thing. Man har kanske gjort det.
You did it.
Jag kan ha gjort det. Inte just kring
just
Valentine.
Just assume the worst of me.
Inte det om Valentine, men andra situationer.
You on your way home, you're like... Them kids ain't taking no shower. Uh-huh. Them kids have not taken a
dishes
shower.
Dishes will be all over the kitchen.
This is all over the kitchen. And then you come home and you're wrong. Every single time.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Ja, men det är ju såklart att det inte är så kul. Vet du, jag ska bara läsa, det var någon som hade svarat här. Och svaret var så här: what did you get him? Did you send him something to his office or something romantic or leave a sexy note?
Or leave a sexy note. That's what I need more in my relationship.
A sexy note?
Yeah, you never leave sexy notes.
Nej, dåligt. Men vad heter det? Håller du med att det är så här, har du planerat något då för Valentine's? Jag kan ändå hålla med om den.
I can, yeah.
Att så här, okej, du ska nu istället planera hur du ska vara sur på din man, men vad har du själv planerat?
That's one of these things where the people are like, Valentine's Day is for women. I need to be, you need to do something special for me because...
Ja, exakt. För att,
it's
för
your
att
responsibility.
Du är en man bara, liksom. Yeah. Det är så idiotiskt.
Even though I kind of get... I like what somebody said, though, of what are you going to do? It's a good way to do it. Get the juices flowing. Even if it's not spending money, it doesn't have to be buying into this capitalist thing.
Nej.
You can make a card, post-it note stuff, you know.
Ja, verkligen. Det behöver inte handla om att man ska köpa jättedyra presenter. Det kan ju bara vara en liten, att man visar att man tänker lite extra eller säger och gör något kärleksfullt, liksom.
You can have top 10 reasons, like do a David Letterman top 10. Mm. Top 10 reasons you're my Valentine this year.
Gulligt. Man kan göra sådana här, kommer ihåg sådana här som man gjorde till föräldrarna när man inte hade några pengar? Gjorde ni det så här? Ett kuponghäfte. Dammsuga en gång. Massage.
My parents broke up. My parents broke up.
They did.
And it's my uncle. It's not my mom's boyfriend.
Oh no. He's no longer around. Okay, sista då. Why is my girlfriend mad because I didn't make Valentine's Day a bigger deal? We are long distance and I sent her a Valentine's morning message and bought her over $100 worth of gifts.
Mm.
I was gonna tell her how much I love her next week when we meet.
I get that. You laughing. I get that.
Att hon...
You want to say that when you see face to face?
Ja, men jag tycker bara att hela grejen är så här. Why is my girlfriend mad? Ja, bra fråga faktiskt. Du har skickat ett meddelande på morgonen. Du har skickat henne över $100. Inte för att priset spelar någon roll. Men liksom, du har ansträngt dig att skicka presenter till henne. Man bara, vad förväntade hon sig? I en långdistansrelation. Jag är faktiskt väldigt nyfiken på det. Jag tycker...
Yeah, he's in an abusive relationship.
Red flag!
Red is the red flags.
Jag vet inte.
Get out of that abusive relationship, sir.
Men abusive var lite hårt.
I feel like it's abuse.
Oj, okej. Jag tycker i alla fall att det är otacksamt och jävligt oskärmigt och vara sur. Och också att han är så pass förvirrad att han går in på en sån här hemsida för att fråga vad kan det vara? Man bara, då, hon har inte ens heller kunnat förmedla vad det är som hon är så besviken över.
You know he thinks she cheated on him.
What?
He thinks that she is. So he's like, why didn't she appreciate what I did for her? He's like, that's the thing about long distance relationship. Every little thing can become big.
Nej, det stod ju att hon ville ha mer. Att hon hade förväntat sig mer.
It's not, why doesn't she feel like it's enough? Right?
Ja, exakt. Varför tyckte inte hon att det här var enough? Varför?
That's what it is. Either way, this is why I don't recommend long distance relationships.
Ja, jag tyckte det var otacksamt och konstigt i alla fall.
You think I wonder if he thinks that if he says I love you, that she'll be like, you know what I mean?
That's all I needed.
That's all I needed.
Men då skulle hon ju förmedla. Då borde hon ju ha förmedlat det i så fall. Att så här, jag behövde inte massa presenter. Vad svårt. Vad hade de behövt? Lite bättre...
Communication.
Exakt.
that's what it takes, man.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta get on our level.
Nej, men. Du håller inte på så där nu.
What a perfect couple.
So dumb.
You ain't know. All right. As the Valentine's Day theme rolls along, I wanted to talk about music, love songs.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like that's gone.
Oh, det är inte som när vi var tonåringar i alla fall, att man liksom kunde sitta hemma och ligga på sängen och lyssna på kärlekslåtar och heartbreak songs och känna det into your core.
Wait, you listen to heartbreak songs even though you weren't going through a heartbreak?
Ja, men framförallt när man var lite olyckligt kär ju såklart. Eller saknade någon eller någonting. Take back that sad word goodbye. Bring back the joy to my life.
Oh, is that Toni Braxton?
Yeah. Unbreak my heart.
Unbreak my heart. Yeah, you love me again. I go right to the end.
Det var ju en otrolig favorit.
Yeah, that was. Sometimes I'm surprised at what made it here.
Uh-huh.
That's such a kind of like, it's just an R&B chart song.
Den var enormt stor här.
You know, Babyface wrote that. Because he has When Can I See You Again. That was one. Oof, you know that song? When can I see you again? And it's like just him playing the guitar. Oh, it's like the little guitar strum. When can my heart beat again? I loved it so much that I taped it and I wrote the lyrics out so I could learn the lyrics. That was how I learned the lyrics.
Those were the days. Ja, men det där gjorde man ju.
Yeah.
Satt och väntade också på radion. att den skulle komma.
Mm-hmm.
Alltså man kunde ju sitta i liksom en timme och bara,
rekord. And then you always hear like 99 jams.
Ja, men det fick man ta. Det fick man ta.
Then,
hade man tur så kunde den spela, de spelas liksom ganska kort in på också. Otroliga tider.
When are these raindrops truly over? What am I supposed to do there?
Men det är ju, alltså, Drew Hill lyssnade ju jag på. Casey,
that's a little bit later. Because I always
snälla,
like...
Casey and JoJo.
Yes. I would never find another lover sweeter than you. Sweeter than you.
Fint.
I would never... You're close to me, you're like my mother. That to me, I always thought that was dumb.
A little weird.
Like, close to me, like my mother. Close to me, like my father. Close to me, like my sister, my brother. What is happening? Incestuous.
Okay. Och sen kom ju liksom Usher, Let It Burn.
No, no. You know, one of my most embarrassing moments of my life that you are very well aware of.
Berätta.
I haven't told our listeners this. That I fell in love hard one time.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love hard one time.
Uh-huh.
And one of the most, whew, this is a shower moment. Every now and then I think about this while I'm in the shower. It's a painful memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I broke up with my girlfriend from high school. And I was waiting to go to the military.
Mm.
So I was like, I think this was part of it. I knew I was having a separation thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this girl, I don't remember her name. I have never met this girl.
Och hur fick du kontakt?
My mom and her mom were traveling nurses.
De var vänner.
Yeah, and my mom was in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And or maybe mom was traveling and the lady worked at the hospital or whatever. And their whole family was there. And I met all of them except for the sister, a twin.
Mm-hmm.
So I met the twin.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw what she looks like, the other girl. You know, mm-hmm. I saw pictures. When we went over, I went to their house.
Mm-hmm.
She had to work, so she wasn't there. And everybody was like saying, oh, I think you would too make a cute couple. And I was like, we sure would.
Men varför var du inte intresserad av tvillingen som du faktiskt träffade?
She had a boyfriend.
Okay, so det var liksom inte aktuellt.
It wasn't even, I never even crossed my mind. I was just like, well, nice to meet you. I'd love to meet your sister.
Uh-huh.
And ask her for her hand in marriage. It was like, so our families can... Felt like I was fucking Jon Snow or some shit.
Du sa väl inte ask her for her
hand in marriage? But it felt like that. We hung out a few times a bit. I liked them and all that stuff. They were product of a biracial family.
Did you really hang out a few times?
Yes. Okay. I went to their place. They came to mom's place. Like, mom was in that lady. No, I never saw her. Maybe two times I hung out. But yeah, but neither time. She was. And I'd ask about her and stuff. And just look at pictures. Like, okay. And then my mom entertained this dumbness. My mom / ex-girlfriend.
You need this stuff.
She said to, you'd like to write her a letter. And I was listening to 112 Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't Cupid. Cupid would have been better. Cupid matches our theme for this episode of Valentine's Day.
Men.
This song was Crazy Over You by 112. You know the song? I'm crazy over you. I don't know what to do. I'm crazy. So I wrote this love letter to this girl that I never met. And I was about to go to military.
But you crazy, all right.
And I asked her to play the song as she reads this letter. Oh, painful, man. I don't know what to do. Never heard from her. Thank God. I know. Weird that she wasn't all about this.
It's so märkligt att du tänkte att det var. Men där vet du, du är verkligen en romantic at heart. Alltså du hade ju älskat den här typen av love story. Där du bara, well, we actually först var jag bara hemma hos henne och såg lite bilder. Och sen så vågade jag skicka ett brev. And she loved it. And it's been us for ever since.
I think that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I know you do.
I think I it sounds lovely. I love our love story.
I know.
And I plan on telling it until the end of time. Until it's the last thing. Remember Uncle Doc? When my Uncle Doc started losing his memory, he had like a few stories he'd tell over and over. That's going to be me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how I met Sandra? Mm. I was in the military.
I do 100 push-ups every day.
I do 100 push-ups. Remember Uncle Doc? Yeah, Uncle Doc said all the time, I do 100 push-ups every day.
Jag tycker att vi kan liksom wrap it up där.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Well, happy belated Valentine's Day. I hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day. And that if there's not love in your life, there's love right around the corner. Just wait.
Eller andra right. typer av kärlek, vänskap, familj,
yes.
barn.
Yes, it doesn't have to be romantic love.
Exactly.
And if there's somebody out there that you want, mm-hmm. you can get them.
Or that you just don't
might
you
meet.
Might want. You don't know, but
maybe you'll meet them. But if you see that picture
uh-huh.
and you meet that family,
yeah.
and you, you want to make it happen, family. And you hear that song, you ask that person to put that song on and write that person a letter.
Det här är faktiskt, alltså det här är ett snäpp från stalker mode.
I'm ashamed.
Ah, oh, Jonathan, you're a
piece of work. All right, y'all.
Tack
Don't
för
forget, you can hit us up if y'all want us to talk about something or if you got some advice you want from us and whatnot. We do our perfect as far as well. If you got some questions, then send that in perfectapartpod on Instagram mm-hmm. or email
perfectapartpod@gmail.com.
Yes, and all the pods are with 2 D's, as you should know. Thank you so much.
Tack.
Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.